This is part one of Losing Ground.
Taseko Mine's proposed Prosperity Mine would be located 800 kilometers northwest of Vancouver, near the city of Williams Lake. It's one of the most contentious mine proposals in Canadian history. Taseko's plan to convert nearby Fish Lake into a dump site for the mine's toxic waste is enabled by Schedule 2, an amendment to the Fisheries Act which allows mining corporations to use certain freshwater lakes across Canada as tailings impoundment areas. The Tsilhqot'in First Nation have been at the forefront of the opposition to the mine, but Prosperity Mine has found support in nearby Williams Lake, a resource-based city facing rising poverty. We traveled to the city of Williams Lake and the nearby First Nations community of Namaya Valley, two communities at the epicenter of the debate, to find out how the cost and benefits of mining are calculated in such a complex and contested case.
I know for a fact that they're going to be destroying our way of life, and all the wildlife habitat will be infringed upon, and especially our marine resources such as the trouts, the salmon.
We've heard in other communities that there's some pretty tough economic times. High unemployment, huge increases in the food bank, Williams Lake, people in need of opportunity.
The biggest concern is water. And the fish that live in all those waters, we survive, and off the fish, it's always been a part of us. And
looking to take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
Hey folks, how are you doing? It's good to be back, and always good to be back here on Monday. As you're always used to it, I want to share with you the kind of information that leaves you saying, where do I find more, and why haven't I acted on this before? You're listening to Career Fast Track 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or of course on our line online, citr.ca. If you haven't had a chance to check out our latest Career Fast Track shows, please go to citr.ca, check us out. Two latest shows that I podcasted, Seven Career and Sex Pet Peeves, and where I talked about seven pet peeves that women have about men in the bedroom and seven pet peeves that the businesses have about people when they're looking for work. I figured I'd mix sex and careers. Why not mix those two together? Also, we talked about how to overcome last week adversity and accept the process of life. Adversity happens. It's normal. How do you deal with it? And how do you accept? Acceptance, I call it surrender. If you hadn't caught in the last two articles or recent articles in 24 hours, I featured two articles, part one and two, on the surrender date, which is that period in your life where you surrender to your nature. It is a very magical moment. My question, has it happened to you? If you have not, if you didn't read those articles, they were quite popular, or they received a lot of feedback, a lot of interest, simply email my partner at info@dr-career.com, info@dr-career.com, and we will send them to you for free. Just ask for the surrender date articles. Also, if you're just joining us right now, we've been recently giving out a bit of a promotion for this show. Is I'm giving away my two ebooks for free. The first one is Land Your Dream Job in 12 Weeks or Less. The second one is the One Day Dream Job Challenge. It's your pick. Just go to our accompanying website, www.dr-career.com, and email Elizabeth, my partner, at info@dr-career.com, and ask for the book that you want. Why are we giving away for free? Well, two reasons. One is I want to have our listeners of CITR, getting these kinds of gifts. They're e-books, so for me, there's no cost. There is a cost to them. I usually do offer them, but for this promotion, I'm just giving them away for free. And also, I'd like to the opportunity to follow up with you to find out if the book's helping you. Is it meeting today's needs? How has it met your needs? How has it helped? Success stories, and also where else do you need some help? So it's just an opportunity for me to stay in touch with my listeners. Sometimes I can be on the show here and not hear from you. And if I don't hear from you, then I'm not necessarily going to know what you're thinking about. So That's part of the reason for the promotion. Today's show is about an amazing book that I read. Now, often you'll say to yourself, well, you're supposed to be the expert. How come you're quoting someone else? I had this person say this to me, and they said, well, why do you have guests on the show if you're the experts in career? Well, in order to remain professional or an expert in any field, it's important for you to be in touch with other people that are also in your field so that you can grow and innovate. Basically, innovation is taking information from someone else that covers a similar subject and then hearing it from your perspective and then adding your twist to it. And that's what we've mostly done, because basically isn't everything based on one large, very fat book, a few large religious books, and well, the rest is history. The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman. I want to share with you insights, incredible insights that I've received from this book. It was by accident that I picked it up in Australia 1 month ago. And when I read it, from my perspective, it had enough impact on me to actually dramatically change my behavior. And I know you know this. If you can change your behavior over a consistent period of time, folks, you have yourself a habit. And if it's a good one, well, watch out. Of course, it's those pesky bad habits that can really get in the way. So on today's show, I want to reveal to you the insides, the guts of the book, The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman. If you have not read his first or most famous book of all, called Way of the Peaceful Warrior, I recommend you read it. It is an absolutely amazing fable, slight true story, true story with twists of fiction that have such powerful lessons that it is my top two spiritual books of all time. First one being The Celestine Prophecy, interestingly enough, also a fable or a story, and Way of the Peaceful Warrior. In fact, there's a movie out. You can rent it from large video stores, Way of the Peaceful Warrior. It is a fantastic movie and book about surrendering, and that's why the article Surrender Date, I think, received a lot of attention, because, you know, life doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't. It's hard and it's challenging, but it doesn't have to be a struggle. In fact, what's interesting about The Life You Were Born to Live is that the assumption is the reason you are put on this earth is for you to face a challenge in your life. It's not the easiest path. It is, however, the most rewarding. I can imagine waking up every day and drinking lots of beer, maybe smoking some stuff, and then going to the beach and then watching classic hockey for the last 10 years, to watch maybe the Stanley Cup Finals from 1986 in the Wayne Gretzky era would be probably a fantasy for some people. For me, if I were to think of maybe a perfect day, maybe sleep in, then I have some sun, and then I go for a drive. I love to drive my car. I love going to different places, like road trips. Probably have my partner in the car with me, maybe a friend or two, depending on how I'm feeling. And going for a great maybe lunch and the picnic in the forest, and then a great dinner, and good chatting, good music, that kind of thing. Simple. That's would be a perfect day for me. I haven't worked a day in my life, however, if I were to live like that every day. The Life You Were Born to Live is based on your birthday. Now, hold on, folks. I know it sounds hokey. I thought it did, too. You take the day of your birth, the month of your birth, and the year of your birth, and you add up all the digits. For example, I will reveal to you my birthday. I was born on October 17th, 1975. For those of you doing the math, I am 34 years old. If you add 1 plus 7, which is the 17th day of the month, plus 1 plus 0, which is the 10th month of the year, plus 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 5, So that's, you add the 1 and the 7 of the 17th, the 1 of the 0 of the 10, and the 1 and the 9 and the 7 and the 5 of 1975, and what you come out with is a number 31. Then you add those two numbers. 3 plus 1 is 4. So this book, the first two chapters, focuses on this number and asks you to actually calculate your number. And the entire book is based on a different series of numbers. Mine is 31/4. While you're listening to me, write down, don't do it if you're incapacitated, but do it when you have a chance on your iPhone or your pen or whatever. Write down your number. Now, just the numbers don't mean anything, but the book explains it. What's interesting about those two numbers is that the 31 is the process upon which you reach your destiny, which is the number which comes after the slash, which for me is 4. So 31/4, 4 is my destiny, which means the reason I was put on this earth, more specifically the life I was born to live, is the life in which I spend much of my time in the area of 4. What the heck am I talking about? I'll explain in a moment. How do I reach 4? I use the 3 and the 1 to get there. For today's show, I want to focus on those numbers. If you missed the article in this week's paper, every Monday morning, you can check us out in 24 hours, either online at 24, the number 24, HRS, as in hours.ca. And it's a book review, and entitled under there, under the article, I talk about here an example. So my destiny, which is 4, is process and stability. I'm reading to you part of the article here, which means that if I'm to fulfill my purpose on this earth, I must learn to do things one step at a time and to not expect to have results immediately. Stability means that I thrive in an environment like work and a family life where I feel secure and well taken care of. This is when I realize that much of my life has often been about the complete opposite. I am extremely impatient when it comes to career ambition. I want everything now, and I think that the process of getting there is menial and useless. This is very unhealthy thinking. Also, in the past, I've often taken the path of an entrepreneur, which has been extremely unsettling for me due to its lack of security. Rule number one, pursuing your destiny is challenging, and true courage involves surrendering to your nature. Now, the numbers 1 and 31 signifies creativity and confidence. In order to fulfill my life purpose, I must practice confidently sharing my creativity. Otherwise, I risk getting ill physically. When I used to work in finance, I was very unhappy and numb inside. My creativity was trapped. Today, I practice creativity, of course, on the radio, giving speeches and writing. Now, what is your destiny? The faster you find out, the sooner you can get to the business of living and experiencing the life you were born to live. What amazed me when I first picked up this book was that my destiny, being process and stability, was the very opposite of who I was. And it amazed me how far I was from process and destiny. Now, as I share with you a bit of my story, I'd like you to think about what you think your destiny is. Now, if you're near a computer, start Googling. You could maybe online, Dan Millman has a portion of his book which can help you if you put in your number. So do your calculations. I'll remind you how to do it after the break. And when I come back, I want to share with you a bit of what I've learned about destiny and realize that if you think life is supposed to be easy like The Secret says, well, I'm going to reframe it in a way that I think is going to dramatically reduce anxiety around career growth and also really put you in a place of power, personal power. You're listening to Career Fast Track 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers, of course, also known as Dr. Career. Don't go anywhere. Here's a little public service announcement for you. Back in 43 seconds.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Looking to take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
Welcome back to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers. If you missed us at the beginning of the show, I talked to you about giving out a free copy of one of my two ebooks. I've written two books, and one is called Land Your Dream Job in 12 Weeks or Less. I did a research study with 355 people over a two-year period, and I figured out a way to help people land their dream job in 12 weeks or less with a 72% success rate. It went rather well, which led me to be inspired and encouraged by others to draft something up, which I have. The other book is Land Your Dream Job in 12 Weeks or Less. I'd help people find work in 3 weeks. And I said, well, if you don't have the time, what can you do? So I jammed 3 weeks of energy into one day. It's extremely powerful. And those who do it, on average, three interviews in one day. So those are the facts. To get your free copy, all you have to do is email my partner, Elizabeth, at info@drdr-career.com. And just say which one you like and go to my site, the accompanying site for this show, to learn more about the two books to make your selection. We're talking today about a book review. The book is entitled The Life You Were Born to Live. The author is Dan Millman. He became famous for his book Way of the Peaceful Warrior. But it's this book that has left me with practical tips that I needed to move forward in my life. I realized that the area in my life that I have always resisted is the actual area in my life that if I develop, I will reach the ultimate potential on which I'm placed on this earth. What's interesting, for example, when you read or you watch the DVD of The Secret, it talks about this effortless path of reaching or attaining your goals. And I agree that when it comes to surrendering to your nature, surrendering is accepting who you are. Now, I've noticed in general that it takes courage to accept who you are because you don't know the outcome. You don't know what's going to happen after you accept who you are. You have what you have now, but giving that up is very scary. So the process of surrendering is the challenging part of it, is the courage to accept who you are and to be open to not knowing what's going to happen next. But the process of life, the kinds of discipline, the kind of professionalism required to grow in your field and really have a great impact, it takes effort. It takes work. And according to this book, if you spend your energy not in areas of weakness, let me clarify this, not in areas of weakness, but in areas that are like, picture a car. You may love or hate cars, but what you know is you need to put oil in the car. It's not hard to put oil in the car. It can be hard. You have to open up the hood. You have to find where the oil gauge is. Like, for example, in my car, I had to put oil in. I couldn't find where to put the oil because a little yellow handle had turned black. So a black handle is hard to find. And so that was hard, but in general, it's not that complicated. But the value you receive in return for putting oil in a car is worth so much more than the effort it took to find where to put in the oil. Now, a lot of people drive around and not doing oil changes or adding oil to their car. And that that should be the number one indication that you haven't surrendered in your life. You are running around with your head cut off. There's a problem. There's a book out there called The Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. It's a spiritual book as well, which talks about the beauty of maintaining something mechanic. Now, whether you're mechanically inclined or not, I don't care. Whether you love your home, your dog, or your car, the maintenance and the discipline required to maintain these things is vital, absolutely vital to your development. I remember once hearing my mentor say, habit in one area is habit in many areas. So if you're really slack at home and taking care of things, it'll tend to gravitate its way into other areas of your life. But a lack of discipline in your life can be dramatically dangerous. Now, some people's destiny, in fact, is discipline. In the book, it talks about that. Now, that's not my destiny. Now, discipline helps everyone, but it's not my core area where I need to work on. For example, number four, which is my destiny, it's stability and process. And what is amazing is that I spent most of my life living transiently. Now get this, I'll reveal the truth. The reason I never bought a lot of furniture and the reason I never got settled in was because I always wanted to be mobile for that next big break in my life and my career specifically. So I'd heard some quote from from Jay Leno, 12 years ago. This is where we make up ridiculous beliefs. And Jay Leno said that he had gotten a call to go to LA, and his roommate had also gotten a call to go to LA to do some kind of casting. And his friend had a dog and said, I can't go because I have to take care of my dog. Well, Jay said, well, listen, look at what a dog caused you. It caused you to miss a great opportunity. So in my mind, I made the decision that I would not have an animal. And I would not have furniture because that takes a lot of energy to move. And so I literally had the funds to do it, of course, but I didn't. And that transient lifestyle cost me huge in my stability. And looking back, the minute I left the university, was it 12, 14 years ago, I was in a very transient stage. And the thing I needed the most was stability. So going back, what I should have done, had I known, had I read The Life You Were Born to Live, was that I should have bought or purchased a bedroom set. I should have had a home. I ended up living with family. When you live with family, you don't put in nearly the effort into your home. I just lived in one of the rooms, and so it was easy. The bed was already there. None of it was secure for me. I didn't feel secure. Isn't it amazing that I was doing the very opposite of what I needed? And so if we think about your life, think about things that you may be doing in your life that are possibly opposite to what you really need. Amazingly, since then, and what I've done recently, is that I've surrounded my home with things that I like, which I've never done before. Now, of course, if I get a big break and I have to move to some other city, I'll sell it, or I'll give it away, or I'll store it, or I'll bring it along. I can still move my body. I do not have a pet yet. However, I would love a dog. But if I had a dog, I might give it to someone. I might bring it along, or I might have to sell it. There are options. And so I'd convince myself that stability was a weakness, a sign of weakness. Now, you might hear this and say, this is ridiculous, Philippe. This is normal. Well, not for me. At 34 years old, I finally figured out that it's important for me to have a home and to enjoy that home. Also talks about family. My destiny is family. I'm 34 years old. I'm dating. I'm not married and I don't have kids. And sometimes I look at that and I say to myself, well, that's sad. Why should I should have a family, but I put everything into career. So it's amazing, the very thing I needed, stability, family, home, is the opposite of what I created in my life. And I suffered a lot for it. Now, around 3-4 years ago, I started to change this, but it took me till 30 years old to figure this out. What if you read this book now and figured it out now? We're talking here about the book, The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman, which has a formula, a way of identifying your destiny. Why are you on this earth and how can you maximize your opportunities here? Or how can you be your best on this planet? What you do is you add the day of your birth, the month of your birth, and the year of your birth. You come up with a number. Then you add that number together and you get your destiny number. For example, I was born in 1975. October, which is the 10th month, the day is 17. So 1 plus 7 plus 1 plus 0 plus 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 5 is 31. 3 plus 1 is 4. I opened up this book where it talked about actually the number 31/4, and my destiny is process and stability. I talked to you about stability. Amazingly, when it came to process, as a child, I saw the value of going to school. But the moment I left school, I wanted everything now. And I got upset that I didn't have what I wanted, even though I hadn't done anything to get it. It's completely illogical, unreasonable. It was purely based on emotion. I want everything now. I thought that, you know, even when I was younger, I saw the value of purchasing a university degree for $22 online. I never did it, but I thought about it. But how I forgot and did not appreciate what is involved in actually going through the degree, who you become along the way. This concept has completely revolutionized my life. Now, why am I sharing you my story? I believe that if you gain awareness of what your destiny is or the life you were born to live, you gain some awareness around this book, I believe it can dramatically change your belief systems that are holding you back from getting everything you want in your career. You know, a safe, I was at a university that was used to be a bank. Simon Fraser University used to be a bank, the Bank of Montreal. And in the basement, if you've never done it, go, there's a tour. You can give a tour in the basement. They've got all the doors of the safe. And the safes, it's that old style where you turn it. Well, there's about, I don't know how many divots or divots that there are along this circular turning thing to open up the safe. Well, if you're one digit off, you don't get in. But if you turn it one digit to the left, for example, if you're opening up the safe, you're in. Well, I believe this appreciation or this change of belief in your life can be that one shift in your life, one shift in awareness that can dramatically impact the way you view life. Does that make sense? It's worth it to pick it up. So how's it had an impact on my life? Amazingly, I looked at how, for example, this show. It was because of this book that I created the intro and the outro for this show. As you may or may not notice, it's new for the show. Well, I realized and I thought, well, it's a good enough show. And then I started thinking about process and I started to think of, well, what do other shows do? So I started to slow things down, take things one step at a time. And I said, well, what's the first part of a show? And well, it's an introduction. So if you listen to John Tesh, my mother loves John Tesh. What is it? Intelligence? Something, intelligent radio? She loves the show. She calls me every day and says, oh, did you hear John Tesh this, John Tesh that? And I listened to his show and he has an intro. So I said, okay, the process is to have an intro. And so I had an opportunity to have a gentleman come in and do my intro and outro. If you like it, he's actually doing work for others. Just send me an email and I can connect you to. His name is Earl Pollitt. He's great, great radio voice, been in radio most of his life and looking to do some side jobs here. Earl Pollitt, just email me, info@dr-career.com. If you have a show or you want him to do an intro or an exit on maybe a DVD or something, Just email me. I'll be happy to connect you to. I don't make commission on this. You just deal with each other. He's just a good guy. He did it for me. So that's it. And so suddenly I started to see the value in creating a structure for things. I realized that, you know, if this show is so dynamically interesting, I get emails from you and you do.